This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Really excited because we have an incredible guest up next. We have Olivia Montgomery, who is a Lawrence inhabitant, coming on to talk about the Dachshund Derby, which is so exciting. Morena, Olivia, how are you doing this fine morning?
Oh, good as gold, you know. It's a lovely... lovely morning here in Lawrence. It's a little bit rainy, but, you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real. Well, how do you characterise the weather today? It's pretty, like cloudy, but grey, overcast vibes.
Yeah, we're praying for some sun for this weekend, but, yeah, it should be a good day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God willing, man. So I want to know, why Lawrence? Why is that the sausage dog town? What's going on there? What's in the water?
Definitely, yeah, no, it's the unofficial sausage dog capital of New Zealand, I guess. Also, the place where the national anthem was written, so we have a thriving music scene.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, in the 1860s. But anyway, yeah, no, so I live in Lawrence. I have a sausage dog, and yeah, we've only got... three official sausage dogs that live in Lawrence, but I'm sure that the population is going to exponentially grow on Saturday. So
this is cracker.
Are the sausage dogs on the census, may I ask?
Pardon me?
Are the sausage dogs on the census?
Oh, there's only probably, yeah, three official.
Crack up. How many from out of town are you expecting to come through?
So, signed up so far online, we have 21 sausages.
Whoa.
So there will be quite a bit. Yeah, the population is definitely going to grow that weekend. And they're coming from all around New Zealand. So we've got people coming from Christchurch, Invercargill, a lot from Dunedin, Queenstown. So yeah, I'm kind of excited to see who's travelled the furthest. But this is the South Island official Dachshund Derby. So yeah, we are really hoping for a lot of people from out of town to just come and visit our beautiful wee town. It's up at the rodeo grounds. Mm-hmm. So we've got a gorgeous space. And yeah, it's going to be pretty wild.
Awesome. So you said this is the official South Island Derby. Is there a North Island Dachshund Derby?
Well, actually, the inspiration for this event came from an event that I went to up in Auckland. One of the breweries up there do an annual wiener race, and it was so much fun. I went a couple of years ago, and it was just
Oh my God.
Yeah, there were hundreds of dogs, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, so I thought, why not bring that to Lawrence? I don't know, maybe I'm just crazy, but I thought, let's give it a go. And the response has been pretty overwhelming, so I'm quite excited for this Saturday.
No, that's I'm really excited. I love the way they run. The ducks yes. run is very unique. It's very awesome. It's very cute.
Yeah.
Kind of like galloping.
They're not really built for speed.
No. What are they built for? Aren't they built for like
ratting, right?
Aren't they built for like getting badges out of their holes or something?
Mm.
It's something actually, subterranean, I feel.
Mm. Yes, yeah, they're really good hunters.
Yeah.
My dog, he had his first kill the other day. He dug into a bit of a hill and got a rabbit.
Nice.
So that was. They are actually, yeah, really good. It's, you know, because out here a lot of people just basically have hunterways or, you know, foxies or Jack Russells. So, yeah, introducing the sausage dog, you know, people are like, oh, this is such a towny dog. And I'm like, yeah, well, you see them on the farm. My dog frequently escapes and chases the cattle across the road and the sheep and stuff. So I'm like, he wants to be a farm dog. He's ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, they're built to kill, man. I would not mess with a sausage dog. They're scary as hell.
They're cute, like on Instagram reels, and then you meet them in real life, and you're like, oh, okay.
Mm, yeah.
Evil.
Yeah, very, yeah, miniature evil, eh? Very much. How old is your sausage dog?
My wee dog, Obi, he is 2 years old.
Obi, nice. Name named after the one Kenobi from Star Wars?
No. It's a bit of a niche thing. I don't know. It's from Oberon, like King of the Fairies, and that Shakespeare.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome.
Midsummer's Night Dream, right?
Is that, yeah, Midsummer's Dream? Nice.
Yeah.
Good catch, Maddie.
Yeah.
Very good catch. Nice. I've only read Macbeth, I think that was it. No, Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, yeah. Surely.
Yeah, totally.
Have I seen the Leo movie?
You've only seen the what, sorry?
The Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
That's good. That's a pretty solid movie. That's pretty solid. Have you seen the Leonardo DiCaprio, Romeo, Juliet movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we had to study it at school. So, yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah, very much a classic. There's also some beer and food trucks that are coming to the Dachshund Derby. What can we expect? What kind of beers? What kind of food?
Yeah. Yeah, so we are sponsored by the Rhyme and Reason Brewery over in Wanaka. So yeah, if sausage dogs aren't enough to convince you to come out, we have beers, we have food, we have market stalls, and also the Weatherstone's daffodils are coming out at the moment. I don't know if you've spent much time in Lawrence, but literally across the road from where the derby's being held, there's this huge field that is just absolutely covered in, I think it's like the most variations of daffodils in the world or something like that.
Whoa.
So if sausage dogs, if craft beer, and if food is not enough for you, there are flowers as well. So it's going to be a good time.
Man, if those things aren't enough for you, I don't think anything can save you, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think you're just kind of doomed.
Yeah, they're all doing
great,
so, you know.
Oh, man. There's also a prize for best dressed, I saw in the event description. Is that for the dog or the dog owner?
I mean, hey, it is a day at the races, so if you want to get dolled up, if you want to look amazing, I definitely encourage you to come and, you know, get dolled up. Mm-hmm. So there are three events that are happening at the Dash and Derby. So the first one is the bark up. So a bark up, have you heard of a bark up before?
I assume it's where dogs bark really loud.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, you know, out here, bark ups are kind of common for like young farmers events and stuff like that, where they get the huntways to bark up, mm-hmm. and then they judge how good the bark is.
Whoa.
So I thought this would kind of be cute because, you know, it's we're out in the country, so let's do a bark up for the Dachshunds. So mm-hmm. we've got that happening, and then, which is, I mean, if you hear my dog, you will seriously think that I have a Doberman.
Yeah.
Because his bark is so loud and he sounds so gnarly, and then people open the door and it's like this tiny wee sausage dog. And like, oh, okay.
So good.
You know? And then we have so the second event is the best dress. So, yep, the dogs and the owners, if they would like, will come dressed up and we will judge the best dressed. Mm-hmm. And then the final event of the day is the highly anticipated wiener races. Mm-hmm. So, yep, that's when we will get the sausage dogs lined up and we'll have a bit of a race to see who is going to win the prize for
awesome
the fastest sausage.
Awesome. Yeah. And do you think this is going to be the first of many derbies?
Definitely, yes. So I definitely encourage you to come out, be a part of history. Mm-hmm, the first ever South Island Dash and Derby in Little Old Lawrence, and yeah, it's going to be a freaking awesome time. I'm super, super pumped for it.
Yeah, I think it's a really good opportunity to explore Central Otago. I mean, many students don't really get out of Dunedin that much, and there's a lot of cool stuff around that area.
Yeah, have you been? And it's
Sorry. You go.
I'm just going to say, it's not too far either, you know? Like, it's not like the whole schlep into Queenstown. You know, Lawrence is only, like, 45 an hour away from, yeah, probably an hour away from Dunedin. Mm-hmm. So it's such a good excuse to have a lovely day out. And we have so many. We're going to have an after party at the Weatherstone campground food truck. Which is a Weatherstone Brewery food truck. Mm-hmm. There's so many things to do in Lawrence, and I think it's really one of those hidden gems of Otago that people yet don't quite know about. And once they do, yeah, it's going to be wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited for it, and God willing, I'm not feeling sick on Saturday because I'm really intrigued and very, very curious to go. I think that's all the time we have for our Corridor this morning. Thank you so much for coming on, Olivia. It was fantastic chatting with you.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Take care. Oh, my goodness. That was Olivia Montgomery, who's organising the Dachshund Derby over in Lawrence this Saturday. Go on down to the Lawrence Rodeo Grounds. I believe it starts at about 12. So it's really, really exciting. Really, really exciting stuff there. Coming up at 9:30, we have the Surf Report with old mate Nozzle. So that'll be very fun. And yeah, any thoughts, Maddie?
Honestly, all I could think about was if they're going to serve sausages at this event.
Or I believe
they
might.
Is that sacrilege? What's the energy with that one?
Could be.
Is it like when you see a seagull eating chicken and you're like, that's a bit
that's
kind of messed up?
Yeah,
right? Yeah. I don't know what the ethics around that one is.
Who knows? We'll have to find out for ourselves when we drop
them. Yeah, I'm definitely keen now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, here's Night Lunch with Dog Show to celebrate the Dachshund Derby, and then after that we have the Surf Report. Stay tuned for some more goodness. Ka kite. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.